speaking Portuguese. I think that's what I'm going to do. I think it's the only sensible course of action. I think, in my circumstances, that's what you would have done. It won't take any great courage on my behalf. There are a dozen painless ways to kill yourself in a spacesuit. Some of them are better than painless, I'm told. I'll know soon enough. Let me know if I died with a smile on my face, won't you? I hope I do. Anything else just wouldn't be fair, would it? Skye had to concentrate to follow the words, but it was not insurmountably difficult. A security officer, it had been his duty to have a good grasp of the flotilla's other languages, and Portuguese was a lot closer to Castellano than Arabic. I'm going to assume that you, whoever you are, have come here for much the same reason I did. Sheer unadulterated greed. Well, I can't really blame you for that. And if you've come here for some infinitely more altruistic reason, you must accept my very humble apologies. But somehow I doubt it. Like me, you must have heard about the ghost ship and wondered what she had on board worth plundering. I just hope that you didn't make quite the same miscalculation I did, concerning her fuel supplies. Or maybe you did, and you already understand exactly what I'm talking about, because you've been inside her. And if you do need the fuel, and you haven't been inside her yet, well, I'm sorry, but you have something of a disappointment coming. If that's quite the word I'm looking for. He paused, glancing down at the top of his suit's life support tabard. Because she isn't quite what you thought she is. She's infinitely less, and infinitely more. I should know. I've been inside her. We both have. Both, Skye said aloud. It was as if the man had heard him. Or maybe you haven't found Lago yet. Did I mention Lago? I should have. My mistake. He used to be a good friend of mine, but now I think he's the reason I'm going to kill myself. Oh, I can't get home without fuel, I know that. And if I asked for help, I'd be executed for coming here in the first place. Even if the Brasilia didn't hang me, the other ships would. No, there's really no way out. But like I said, it's Lago that really has me convinced. Poor, poor Lago. I only sent him to look for fuel. I'm really so very sorry. Suddenly, as if snapping out of a muse, he seemed to look at all of them in the eye individually. Did I tell you the other thing? That if you can, you should leave immediately? I'm not sure I did. Turn the fucking thing off, Skye said. Noquinco hesitated, then obeyed, leaving Oliveira's ghost hanging there with them, frozen in the middle of his soliloquy. Chapter 34. Get out, Chantrell said when the forward door had opened, and Quirinbach's bruised and bloodied face had looked out. You too, she said, pointing the barrel of her gun at the other heavy, who, unlike his associate, was still conscious. I think I owe you thanks, I said doubtfully. You were hoping I'd survive the attack, weren't you? It occurred to me you might. Are you all right, Tanner? You look a bit on the pale side. It'll pass. Chantrell's three friends, who had maintained a surly detachment, had Voronov. He was already safe aboard Chantrell's car, nursing a shattered wrist. They'd given me barely more than a sideways glance, but I couldn't blame them for that. The last time we had met had been when I put bullets through their legs. You're in grave trouble, Quirinbach said, once we were in the car, and he had Chantrell's